This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today marks 2 years since the shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. A shooter there killed 5 people and hurt many others. Some people impacted by the shooting plan to gather tonight for a candlelight vigil at the Club Q site. They'll remember the 5 people who died: Ashley Paw, Daniel Aston, Derek Rump, Kelly Loving, and Raymond Green Vance. Club owners say they have nearly completed the foundation of a permanent memorial tribute at the site of the attack. Meanwhile, survivors and victims' family members of the 2022 shooting are suing government officials in El Paso County for not invoking Colorado's red flag law leading up to the shooting. Patrick Huber is a senior attorney working with the families.
Colorado's red flag law was enacted to save lives by allowing law enforcement to temporarily remove firearms from individuals who pose a serious risk to themselves or others. By willfully refusing to enforce this law, despite overwhelming evidence of the shooter's intentions to commit a mass shooting, government officials abandoned their duty to protect the public, enabling this devastating attack.
Plaintiffs say the case is not about compensation, but about systemic reform. Last night, Denver changed its rules to allow accessory dwelling units across the city. City councilors hoped it could help lessen the affordable housing crisis. Residents can get permits to build a single dwelling, basement, or granny flat on their land. A new state law requires dozens of cities to set up this kind of system by next summer. Denver is one of the first to clear the way. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.